Okay, and welcome to another segment of the KICK 92.3 FM. We are live, so for everybody watching out there, feel free to send us comments, questions, and we'll get going shortly.
And if you want to call in, 417-447-1777 to ask a question or make a comment about everything, because it is all related to your health. And today, we have the pleasure of having with us David Snelly, the world's best body worker I have ever known. And I've known a lot of them.
Get the health answers you need from the creator of holistic medicine and the 2020 Holistic Doctor of the Year. To be a part of the show, call 417-447-1777. Wellness Wednesday. Now, here are your hosts, Dr. Norm Shealy and Dr. Sergey Sorin.
And with us today, David Snelly, the world's best body worker, whom I've known, fortunately, for a number of years. And we just want to tell people all the things that are so good for you. To me, body work of the kind he does is 10 times better than most chiropractic adjustment, although some chiropractic is good. And the single most important thing is to take care of yourself. I just spent 55 minutes trying to tell a woman in Ohio how to get her act together. I got about 5 minutes of talk, and she had about 59 minutes of talk in 50 minutes. But you've got to you've got to sit back and take care of yourself. And regular medicine is excellent for a lot of acute illnesses. But in my opinion, the kindest thing I can say on the air is it sucks for chronic disease. And I can say it, as I say it every week for many years, I don't know a single chronic disease for which I would consider any conventional medicine. But other than that, life is great. And I want to be sure to let you know about all the ways you can take care of yourself. Single most important, of course, is to think right. Thinking right is being at peace when you can't change anything else. Now, in the last 7 months, roughly now, we have been assaulted by our federal government in the greatest fraud, fake, pseudo-epidemic in the history of the world. The CDC is the most dishonest public organization that I know. Now, the CIA, I would probably may be worse than some of the others. And the FBI, I would hesitate about, too. However, I can't change them. And therefore, I spend more time detaching than I do listening or paying attention to the nonsense. I mean, a couple of weeks ago, the CDC admitted that less than 10% of the people who died of the virus, whatever it is, really died of the virus. The other 90-plus percent died of a chronic illness. Now, I looked up the annual death rate in this country, this year versus previous years. The total death rate's not that different. But now, if you commit suicide, they're saying you died of the virus. If you die in an automobile accident, they say you died. This is nonsense. It's evil. Well, I can't say it on the radio. But if you have a question about anything other than the government, ask us, and now is your time at 417-447-1777. David, tell us a little bit about what body work you do.
Okay. I have trained in myofascial release, which is my primary focus. Because I'm operating as a holistic healer and through the Namenha as a medicine man, it gives me a little bit more freedom to pursue the collateral stuff that goes along with that. And some of that's lymphatic drainage, craniosacral, a lot of energy forms, Reiki Qigong, quantum touch. We are a large continuum of energy, and so it doesn't really make any difference to me whether it's physical energy or the etheric energies. It's all energy.
Well, according to physicists, all empty energy has something in it called scalar.
Correct.
Throughout the universe. And they say in empty space, the size of a helium molecule, there's enough energy to boil the ocean. Now, to me, that is power. That is a representative of the physical manifestation of God, as is everything in nature.
Yes, true. So, anyway, the holist or the whole of the entity that I'm dealing with is that's my realm. The physical body work, in the energetic form, there's a lot of things to be healed there. But when you get into the physical form, sometimes you need to kickstart the regular system, you know, to free it up so that it can get back into a healing mode. So, anyway,
quick interruption. Sure. We got a call in, and then we'll continue as we go along.
Good afternoon. Yeah. You're on the air.
Hello. Are you talking to me?
Yes, sir.
Hi, how are you?
Good afternoon. I'm calling about the 6-month trials for your new telomere regenerating protocol.
Oh, the research project.
The telomere, yes. Hmm. Well, that is really interesting. We did a 6-month project with 15 people, and their telomeres grew 8%, which is phenomenal. But in the current study, which we're almost finished, the people who got the active patch lost an average of
2%, I believe.
It's about 2%.
Yeah.
But the people who got the placebo lost 10 or 12%. So the pseudo-fakademic has actually damaged the health of this nation worse than anything in the history of the world.
So, and if we extrapolate that to the population, that means 10% we're losing health, we're losing wellness, it's not a good situation. But go ahead, please.
Well, on what basis do you attribute this to the so-called pandemic? What'd you call it, fakeademic?
Well, the change took place exactly when the pandemic began. And you know, the CDC a couple of weeks ago admitted that only less than 10% of the people who actually died of the virus. The other 90-plus percent died of some other serious illness.
No, Dr. Shilley, this is actually a different number than before, because at some point the CDC said 6% or less.
Well, the CDC's been a lying fruit since the day one.
Yeah.
I wouldn't trust them to tell me the time of day.
The only thing I would say to this, Ed, is, and, you know, just to, I don't know, I'm not making any judgments, good or bad or anything else, unless there's evidence, but if somebody lies to you, say, every single day the story changes, and you get different information, and there's fear, and you don't feel good, why would you stay with them? Why would you, why would you listen to what they have to say? They've lost my respect. But go ahead. Yeah.
Well, I agree with you. I assume you're talking about allopathy.
That's another topic. Allopathy, right? Chronic disease, absolutely. I just came back from emergency room. We've done some good work this weekend and, you know, last couple of days. And it helps. It works. But chronic disease, you think wellness, think holistic, think mind, body, spirit, and think balance. Think getting back to health as opposed to dealing with an acute illness for the rest of your life.
Well, if you look at the economy, of course, that's enough to have people lose their health. I mean, the average person cannot live on what's happening in today's world.
Oh, and so speaking of that, that actually brings me back to my main point of this week. And we do want to dedicate this show to self-regulation, retraining, and autogenic and biogenic training. And we'll talk about that. But I just want to make sure that we address your question first.
Well, thank you. I was going to ask what the outcome was in the worst case. And for that matter, if you were getting anything like in the 6-month trials, what you got in the 3-month trials, or at least the previous ones, but you've already answered that.
Mm-hmm.
An average of loss of 2%
with the active, but
so at least it protected the people who got the active process. It's just they didn't grow.
In other words, instead of 10% loss, you have a 2% loss. So the general population, if you extrapolate to the world, is we are losing life, we're losing health, and this is evident. We have direct proof and we have direct evidence. That's just that.
Yeah. Do you plan on rerunning these again, or how do you plan on handling that?
We'll have to see how it goes after this episode, but right now we got a number of major projects going on. There's another telomere project that we're running. There's always research, always.
Can you tell me about that? And also, I'm curious to know if you, either of you, is using this last light-stimulating patch.
I could not participate because I'm the principal investigator. But actually, Dr. Soren participated, and I think he lost 1 or 2%.
Yeah, I was protected, so to speak. But if you can send us an email, we can. There's more than an hour here in this conversation. There's probably more than 10 hours, literally. So let's do that. Would we like to actually norm@normshealy.com?
And that'll be fine. I'd be happy to answer that.
And continue the conversation offline. All right. Thank you for the call. Wonderful question. I appreciate you.
Thanks. Okay. Mm-hmm. Thanks.
And good afternoon. You're on the air. Hello? You there?
Hi. Did we lose you?
I think we lost that one. We've got another one coming in.
Hello? Are you there?
Yes.
Hi.
Hi. My question is, how do you get rid of parasites in the colon and in the nasal passages that my nephew is suffering? And he, you know, we've gone to doctors, but they can't help him.
Okay, how do you get rid of parasites? And basically, parasites can be anywhere, from the gut to the nasal passages to everything. My best suggestion for that is boost the immune system. And boosting the immune system is proper lifestyle, supplementation. We can talk about that, but also intravenous vitamin C and ozone. Intravenous ozone. It basically, you boost the immune system, you destroy the parasites, and it helps significantly. And by the way, I do want to mention, I do have a note here, that we do have a special for an immune system boost. Speaking of that, there's a package of Power IVs, 20% discount for the whole month. So give us a call, 417-351-5221. Sorry, we just perfect opportunity to mention that. But the best thing you can do is boost the immune system. And there's other ways to deal with that. But the best thing I can do is basically generate do a consultation, and we can talk a lot about that.
And I've got an excellent blog on that on our website.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thanks for calling. And, of course, everybody needs to think about boosting their overall energy and health, and one of those ways is with acupuncture. And there is one and only one acupuncturist that I can strongly recommend, Dr. Jill, right here in Springfield. Now, I've personally been doing acupuncture since the mid-50s, but I have lots of other things these days, and if you really want to boost your system with general acupuncture, contact Dr. Jill, 1200 East Woodhurst Drive, Suite R300, or call 877-1300, wellnessconceptsclinic.com. Dr. Jill, the acupuncturist of the greater Ozarks. And, of course, during this particular fake-ademic time, you've got to keep your supplements and vitamins up, and that's the place I go, is Spring Valley Natural Foods. They're loaded with goodies right there next to FedEx on South Glenstone, actually only a block away from David. And they've got all of my stuff, like Dr. Sheely's essentials and my bliss oils and the magnesium lotion, etc. But the most important thing is they've got all the things you need at a premium health food store, Spring Valley Natural Foods.
Actually, I do want to mention something very important. We're talking about stress, telomeres. We're talking about life, health, and whatever is happening. So right now, when the stress is the greatest, this is the need for the stress management. And one of the best stress management systems is actually...
autogenic training. And autogenic training is the key and the first thing that I recommend. And you can get it free by signing up for my free email newsletter. Just go to Real, R-E-A-L, Holistic, HOLISTICDOC.com. You can sign up for Autogenic Focus. Get it free. If you don't want the newsletter, you can unsubscribe immediately afterwards if you've got the autogenic training.
And the foundation, the orogenic training is actually the foundation for the biogenics, and we want to talk about that because there's actually a course coming up. We're in the process of finalizing the details, but this will be an opportunity to help to reset, retrain your own nervous system and to basically to create the life that you want. And we'll be talking more about that. But I do want to mention one thing. Actually, Dave, you do a lot of things out of the box as well.
Yes,
very much out of the box.
Yes, my box is pretty large.
Broad.
Yes. So, in short, how would you summarize why? And I know you, and I'm a client of yours. I love it.
Right.
Norm knows you. If you were to talk to somebody out there, to a customer who doesn't know what you do, what would you be like? Maybe a punchline or an elevator pitch that you would say about yourself. And I know you're amazing, but...
Gosh, that's hard to put in a couple sentences.
Or take maybe a few more, you know?
All right. Well, I guess it's being responsible for yourself. One of the things is to communicate and figure out what part of the... I consider it a spectrum that we're working with, whether it's emotional... affects the physical affects the emotional. So, again, it's like trying to figure out how to pin the tail on the donkey as to whether and what end of the donkey are we working with here, you know? So, I need to figure out whenever I'm working with somebody, what is the focus where we need to start? And sometimes it's not something that I can deal with, so that helps me determine those things that I can affect and where I need to point them to, say, like Dr. Sergey or Norm, and versus if I've got something that's a truly physiological thing, hey, I'm really in on that. So,
just for grins, what is the difference between Reiki, for instance, and quantum touch?
Okay. It's a shift in the spectrum. Basically, in quantum touch, it's a little bit more of an active participation of the healer, and you're actually using breath to push energy into the other person. So you can go Reiki, quantum touch, Qigong. That would be the kind of in the energetic spectrum. And Qigong is much more of a hands-on transfer of energy. So, and that can be done through breath or from actually touching like the acupuncture meridian or... So, I don't know if I cleared anything up there for you.
In other words, you are basically an intuitive healer.
Yes.
But that's important. Intuition is creative. All creation, whether it's art or poetry or in some cases healing, is based upon proper intuition, knowing, spontaneous knowing which way to go. And of course, the best physicians are very intuitive. I mean, how do you decide? You don't have time to go through 50,000 different possibilities. You have to make a decision.
Correct. Yes, a lot of the things that I do involve feeling the energetic field. And I mean, there's a thing called Bayesian scanning. And it's just basically taking one hand and running it over the entirety of the energy system and feeling what's the difference. Is it warmer, colder, less or more?
But the bottom line is the effect is absolutely fascinating. In just a couple of sessions, because you know, you can talk about theory, you can talk about the concepts, but the fact of the matter is, and I went to you when I was in a really bad place at one point, and just a few sessions. I mean, that's what it took.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah, my whole thing is waste no time and always do two or three things at one time. So I'll be doing some physical manipulation, but the energetic part of it may be the primary thing.
And if you'd like to make a question or comment, now is the time. 417-447-1777.
So now, I'd like to talk about, come back to the concept of stress. Stress and stress management. There is so the amazing thing about this course that's coming up is we are taking over, well, it started in 74, with the self-regulation, biogenic, autogenic training, physiological biofeedback, control of your thoughts, emotions, feelings, and of course getting to the true nature of who you are. The spirit, you know, we're spiritual beings, and then we have physical bodies, of course, and it's all real, it's all important. But you've got to, when you work with a human being, you have to work with a mind, body, and spirit, and the whole foundation for holism. Now, got a caller.
Good afternoon. Yes. You're on the air.
Hello.
I just had a question on neuropathy.
Neuropathy. Go ahead, there. Yeah.
Yes. Do you have anything that would help with that, or what are you thinking
for neuropathy? There's that. Various yeah. sorts, various causes of neuropathy. Some diabetic, sometimes it's because of chemotherapy when people do, or sometimes, you know, medications or whatever the damage is. But what you know, one, can you tune down your radio or possibly or?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. That'd be great. Yeah. That's great. I love the sound, by the way. But, you know, speaking of the best device that I would probably have is a PEMF, pulsed
but
electromagnetic field.
I would want to be sure you've had a hemoglobin A1C. That gives you your average blood sugar over the last 3 months. Now, I just had a patient yesterday who had a hemoglobin A1C of 6.4, and his physician told him he was healthy. Well, that is immediate prediabetes. That is very serious. The other possibility is B12 deficiency, and that is an absorption problem sometimes, not just an eating problem. So if you haven't had those two tests, those are essential to know what the cause is.
Okay, well, this is from diabetic. It's my husband.
PEMF.
He's a skinny diabetic. He's lost about 30 pounds.
Red, the treatment of choice for diabetic neuropathy is gamma PEMF. You can find that on our website.
What it is basically it's good for vascular system. It's great for literally every organ system. And what it does, it works on a cellular level. Wonderful device. RealHolisticDoc.com.
Okay. Thank you.
Uh-huh. Thanks for calling. Have a good one.
Yep. Bye.
Yep. Do we have another caller? Or?
No.
Oh, okay. Yeah, we have just a couple of minutes before the break, but go ahead, yeah, Norm. You.
Well, I want to think: am I behaving properly? Am I hurting other people or helping others? There's only one purpose in life: to help other people. Now, the person who made this to me is as important as I am. The person who made this microphone, Rob, anything you do that helps other people is just as important because we are all part of a whole. And I can't be self-sufficient. I can't do this and do what I do. But it's important to detach from those things you cannot change. And that means that you should, well, let go. But we have time for one more call. Good afternoon. You're on the air.
Hello?
That won't do us much good.
Hello. Hello.
Yes.
Hi, this is Peter in Tallahassee, Florida.
Hello.
Hello.
What can we do for you?
Well, I'll try and be as brief as possible. Last October, I was stented at the common iliac for stenosis. I had, I had leg pain when walking more than 300 or 400 feet. It took a year and a half of diagnostics to figure out. The neurologist and the vascular surgery people went back and forth because I have lower lumbar problems and pain. So now I've been having some leg pain, and I was scheduled to the left stent, the common iliac, is acting up, and I've got approaching 50% stenosis, which they call mild, and so we're not going to do a procedure right now, but I gained 40 pounds, and I think that's a big part of the problem since the quarantine, and so I got to lose this 40 pounds, number one, but
absolutely.
I wanted a second opinion, so I went to Mayo Clinic for the last 2 weeks and had every test done so I've got all the stats and numbers if you need it. And I am a 5.9 now A1C.
Okay, 5.9, that's...
Pre-diabetes.
That's right.
But you need chelation, and you need to stop eating junk, and that includes most food. 80% of food in this country is junk, and that is wheat, sugar, potatoes, and anything in a box.
Actually, that sounds like we can probably do you some good if you call in or come in for an appointment.
Yes, we can tell you how to get chelation. You can do it orally, and it can be done IV. So the chelation is definitely on the market for you.
And if you're interested, 417-351-5221.
One more time,
417-351-5221.
Okay, excellent. I'm also guilty of nicotine addiction, which I'm chewing the gum and trying to break that. I've got atherosclerosis. I've never had anything remarkable other than appendix removed and a broken ankle.
Oh, we'll have plenty of time to talk. Absolutely. Lots of things to address.
Okay, thank you very much for your time.
Thanks for
right
coming.
On. Yeah, and now we're going to a break.
We're looking ahead for 85 this afternoon, likely the hottest of the week.
All right. So we can take the headphones off for just a bit, I suppose. Very interesting segment, great pleasure to introduce Dave. Now, Dave, you have been we're still going live, so yeah. So for everybody out there, the techniques that Dave uses are actually absolutely fascinating. It involves very unusual modalities, but they work very well. When I say unusual, I mean out of the box, and we have a lot of respect for that. What is your contact if people want to get in touch with you?
It's 417-720-1969, or you can catch me at dave@apathwaytohealing.com.
Wonderful. Thank you. Thank you for being with us. It's an honor. And again, I do want to emphasize self-regulation and why is that important. In this terrible situation, we have demonstrated with telomere research, literally, with life energy, and how much life we have in our bodies, that we're being killed slowly but surely. And if the stress continues and we don't, and this is nothing is done about it, it's just going to get worse. So the idea and the concept is, where do you get the tools for self-regulation? That is why we are taking a course that's been a foundation of over 50 years, putting it into online course. And so watch for that stay with us, because this is one of the best things that's coming, and you can do this on your own. And self-regulation literally means
self-control.
Self-control. Freedom.
And you can be trained to do all kinds of funny things. I mean, you've seen people do athletic stunts that aren't supposed to be possible.
Mm-hmm.
And you can control your brain. You can actually physically learn to control your EEG.
You can control everything, really. Actually, the mind is one of the most powerful things. And when people, choice is a choice. Doing something is a choice. Not doing something is a choice. So I'm just going to say it this way. Whoever out there is not contemplating, interested, or even wondering about the concept of gaining mastery of their life, control, power, to be their own person, to be their best self. I can only be the best Sergey. Dr. Shili can be the best Dr. Shili, Norm. Dave is the best Dave, and for everyone out there. So be your best self. Why not? And if you don't think you're worth it, well, you are.
Well, if you don't think it, you are not your best.
Yeah, well, not your best, and you are worth it. Okay, both of the above.
Either way, you're right.
Either way, you're right. If you think you can, you think you're right. Or if you think you can't, you're right. Are we back on? All right. Now we're back on the radio.
And good afternoon again. It is time to clean your act up. At the top of my list, beyond autogenic training, is physical activity. Now, people who sit all day have the same risk of dying prematurely as someone who smokes two or three packs of cigarettes a day. That's 18 to 20 years less life just because you sit all day. Walking around, just walk around for every 3 minutes. And, of course, now you are on the air. Got a question?
Hello, is this me?
That is you.
This is Bonnie. I tracked you down. I'm glad to find you.
Wonderful.
Yeah, so I have to get you on my phone or my computer, but I found you. Anyway, talking about the plandemic, scamdemic, all of it, you know, it's kind of become a religion, and it's dividing family members.
Oh, absolutely.
I don't know. If I have a friend named Dr. Sabo. He's a chiropractic health coordinator of the Northwest, and he gave a speech about some of the things you talk about, and I forwarded it to a relative, and they were quite offended.
Well,
so you have to fall in line, or they get mad at you.
Well, that's their problem, not yours, in my opinion.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, it's better to be true to yourself, even if they are stupid. I would suggest that everybody who questions me read John Coleman's book, The Committee of 300. This committee has been trying for almost, 300 years to gain control of the world. They started as the East India Company. And they got the tea farmers in China addicted to opium. That was their first big negative effect on the world. And they have been trying now to gain control of the world. Read John Coleman's book, The Committee of 300. If they're too stupid to read the book, well, divorce them.
Thank you, Doctor.
It doesn't have to be physical. It can be, mental and just ignore.
I look at it a little differently, and again, I'm just, here I am. I'm a spiritual being. There's a word, expression, namaste, whatever I have within me, which is divine, is I respect that within you and vice versa, hopefully. Maybe not always, but... So my concept is human beings are potentially good. Everyone's potentially good, and just because somebody makes certain choices and decisions, there's consequences to that. For example, if somebody is going to disagree with me on everything, I'm not going to be spending much time with them. I mean, I've got much better things to do than that. So, and when they stop disagreeing with me, they can come back around. So I really hold no hard feelings.
Right, and a lot of it boils down to simply which channel they have on their TV, which I don't own one.
I agree.
I think that's what it boils down to. They're getting a steady diet of that poison, and that's how they make their decisions. So it's, very sad.
I don't watch any television. I think it's the most cruel thing, stupid thing that was ever created.
Well, it's a means of control. It's a measure of what message do you want to get across to the people, and you send it across enough times in the right capacity, you'll have plenty of people following.
That's right.
Yeah.
Well, I don't keep up your time. I just wanted to let you know I found you.
Thank you.
Thank you for calling.
Later.
Have a good
one.
Bye-bye. And good afternoon. You're on the phone. Or on the radio.
On the air, yeah.
Hello? You there? Okay. Well, try again. You can call back at 417-447-1777.
And I just want to mention about the self-regulation. Self-regulation, whether it's physical, emotional, mental, preferably all, and that's what the Vigenics course will do, is the best foundation for everything, even dealing with this fake-demic, pandemic, plandemic. You can have literally a... terrible, terrible situation going on outside of you, but you can still be okay. It's still a personal choice.
My favorite all-time poster was back in the 70s. The guy who was the cover on Mad Magazine.
Mm-hmm.
It was a picture of him, and under it said, "I'm okay because God does not create junk."
So the goal, what I would like for everyone out there to achieve, and I'm just going to create a vision for the world. If this was my vision, I would... I'll make a wish later on, definitely. But I want everyone out there to possibly be their to be, no, never mind that, to be their very best self at each and every point in time. And that involves physical best self, mental, emotional, but also realizing that you got more power than ever before.
And good afternoon. You're on the air.
Hi. I have a question. Are there any remedies to get rid of a UTI?
Oh, UTI, urinary tract infections, absolutely.
At the top of my list is D-mannose.
Mm-hmm.
95% of all urinary tract infections are due to E. coli. E. coli likes D-mannose more than it likes your bladder, so it'll trap it out. So go to the health food store and get yourself some D-mannose and take it once or twice a day.
Also?
Now, also, cut out sugar.
And plenty of water. Make sure that, especially for women, you go to the bathroom when you need to go to the bathroom. Don't hold the urine. And some basic things. And, of course, the nature of your immune system is the key here. And I keep saying the immune system because at this point in time, it's not so much a question of hiding behind a mask, which doesn't work. Did I say something again that is against party line? Okay, nor the testing that's any effective. I mean, it's literally, there is the false positives, false negatives. I mean, it's just, you can't trust the thing. So what the one thing you can trust is your immune system. Because no matter what happens outside, you know you'll be okay, or at least you'll get through it very easy. And again, supplements or lifestyle, I should start with basics, foundations, lifestyle, attitude. And, of course, for a boost for the immune system, vitamin C, and there's actually a special going on a Power IV. So please take advantage of that, especially in this crazy and, interesting time that we have. 20% discount, 417-351-5221. Obviously, no, you don't have to start there, but do something. Start with a lifestyle. Do something good for yourself. That's a choice.
Okay. Yeah. Can you tell me how long to do the D-mannose? For a week?
Well, I would take it for at least a month. And if you don't have any, then you could go off it again. But you can stay on it forever. It won't harm anything.
Okay. Is there any dosage?
The bottle should tell you. It's about 500 milligrams once or twice a day. But it comes it comes in powder or capsules. I prefer the powder.
I prefer the powder, too. Yeah.
Okay. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. You. And thank you for calling in. Yeah. I think I gave a little bit more of a lengthy answer, but it was important to say those things, I believe. We have a caller.
Good afternoon. You're on the air.
Hi. My name is Melissa, and I just was listening to someone who called in about a UTI.
Yes.
Yes, ma'am.
I was just dealing with that myself, and I'm not dealing with doctors at all. Plus, I don't have the money, even if I wanted to. So antibiotics were out of the question. I did try D-mannose. I work at a place that sells supplements and things, and I had also read that unless it's caused by E. coli, D-mannose doesn't help. Well, I tried it.
Well, as I said, only 95% of UTIs are E. coli. So if it doesn't work, you need to check the culture.
Well, I didn't have one. But I know absolutely without a doubt that it was a UTI because of the symptoms I was having. I did find something else that surprised me with its simplicity that has worked. It's gone.
Hmm.
I've been taking it for about 4 days.
Tell me.
And I read about it. It's called corn silk extract.
I know about that. Yes, that's correct.
I had never heard of it until I had this problem and had to research it and found it, and I was amazed at how quickly, the first day I took it, I could tell that it was working, and it continued to work.
Good.
So that's another avenue for someone who may need it.
Great, great suggestion. Thank you for calling.
Thank you.
Well, many roads to Rome.
Yes.
And if they're safe, they're worth traveling, and if they've got too many pitfalls, they're not worth having. That's how we develop holistic medicine. You look at safety first and effectiveness second.
Of course. And if it's neither of the above, then, of course, just don't do it. which is pretty much the state of most modern medicine. You know, there's another thing that I remember that is actually very interesting. The number one cause of death, number two cause of death, number three cause of death in the United States. It's been said that iatrogenic, medicine induced, or whether it's medical mistakes or purely basically medical system induced, is either a third or a second, but I got a feeling it's much bigger than that.
Well, there's a book called Death by Medicine by Gary Noel et al., and in there they claim that although the article in the July 2000 JAMA stated that the third leading cause was iatrogenic, the medical system, Gary Noel and his authors wrote that that's actually number one, because many people die of complications of the drugs but are signed out as dying of the disease instead of the drug.
And that's very consistent. I still do emergency room medicine. I just came back from 4 days of ER. Interesting things, by the way, and I've got stories to share for a long time, but I'll just focus on a couple of things. I would say 90% plus of what I saw was induced or caused or contributed to by the chronic conventional care practices.
Well, one of the most interesting articles I read in the last week is in major surgeries, such as coronary bypass, when it's done by a woman, the death rate is about half what it is when done by a man.
Wonder what the difference is.
And that was true in several other operations that were just studied. Women are more careful in the operating room than men are. I mean, I believe that is a statistic. It has to be looked at.
All right, good to know. If you have to choose a surgeon, hey, think about it, you know? Well, let's connect further because, again, what are some of the other topics of interest? Stress. Let's talk about a triangle. Stress, self-regulation, and immune system. Now, that's a big one, isn't it?
Well, of course, but at the top of the list beyond self-regulation is, which includes attitude and everything, is how you eat. Now, 80% of Americans eat junk. 80% of the food available is junk. And if you're not going to eat right, well, you might as well go ahead and die or be ill. I mean, it's that way. You must eat a minimum of 5 and up to 8 servings a day of fruits and vegetables. Now, you don't have to get those out of the grocery store. You can get supplements. I mean, I drink every morning in my slush 20 servings of fruits and vegetables. That includes orac-rich greens, that's 6 servings. It includes, you know, the kind of things that are healthy. But you must get your oracs, and that's your antioxidants. Those are the purple, the red, the dark-colored vegetables. But you can get them out of a box instead of out of the grocery store. And in today's world, that's just as good because there is no such thing. In my opinion, it is unethical to call something organic today because 75% of the rain that falls in this country has Roundup in it. Monsanto has poisoned the world worse than anything in history other than nuclear energy. In fact, Monsanto right now is far worse, causing many more cancers even than nuclear energy did in its height.
Mm-hmm.
And so I don't trust anybody who calls it organic, I certainly pay you 2 cents extra.
Well, there are several different opinions on that, obviously, you know, but, you know, certainly a good perspective to, you know, it's hard to get away from poison in the world. It really is.
Well, especially in Springfield where the water is fluoridated.
Ah,
I mean, let's face it, worse than Roundup long-term is fluoride. But if we don't get rid of it within 20 years, we won't need to worry anymore because there won't be any more babies.
But in the meantime, if you live in the city, or if you're wandering, one of the best things you can do. And I had a number of customers today, and everyone that I've seen today, I've pretty much recommended to check their water supply. And if they don't have unless they know for sure, make sure you get a good filter, chlorine, fluoride. I mean, think of a body as a bathtub, you know, in terms of a health analogy. If there's a lot of crud in there, it's going to stay cruddy until you drain the toxins, open up the drains, and then start putting in good stuff. Because unless you do that, it's just going to be the same thing, same pattern, and same outcome.
And in fact, 50% of bottled water is actually from a city that is fluoridated water.
Ah, yes.
Now, we're being fed something from Price Cutter, purified water, and it says it is bottled by premium water, purified by reverse osmosis. That's another way to get rid of fluoride. That I trust when it says that. But you have to look it up. If it doesn't say something like that, even 50% of bottled water is junky fluoride. You're a waste of money. You might as well do it the junk the city puts out. Now, my strong recommendation to everybody is, do we have a city election for the city council this in November? If so, vote everybody on the council out. Every election, vote every single member on the city council out until they get rid of fluoride.
That would be a good statement.
Well, it's a poison.
Yeah.
Bolivar, interestingly, has banned fluoride, gotten it out of the water. They said it was for financial reasons, but it was when a physician who was smart enough, I think, who was the mayor.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. So let's connect a few more dots here, because I do really want to make a connection. Holism. The concept of holism. I know we got multiple topics going, but every single topic is worth it. Let's put it that way. Everything interconnects with everything else, just like we all interconnect here in this room, and we interconnect with the audience out there, whether it be on Facebook Live or just over the air. Whichever way we're connected, everything comes together, and it's all important. The same way when you have mental, emotional, and physical balance, regulation, and that also has effect and physical effect on every organ system, including what is the immune system, which is the key to support during these difficult times. And we talked about a number of ways, including supplements. Let me go from foundation, because when you build a house, if you're building a house, I have never built one, but I like well-built houses. You got a lifestyle, then you got your supplements, you've got your thoughts, feelings, emotions, perhaps not necessarily in that order, but and then of course you've got your best self at any every given moment in time, and that's self-regulation. I do want to mention one more thing, but at this point, given what's going on, I will highly recommend at least a weekly or a monthly visit to a wellness practitioner near you. And if they can do IVs, vitamin C or ozone, also partake in that. It's one of the best boosts out there.
Look it up on the internet. If they don't list themselves as being holistic, forget it.
Yep.
You won't get the good stuff like this, like IV vitamin C, especially, or the ozone even more so, unless they admit to being holistic. And this, let's talk about integrative promotion, because here at Mercyless Hospital, they had a department they called integrative medicine. They offered hot stone massage. Now, I'm not opposed to hot stone massage. It's okay. They charged the insurance company for the use of the room and the clinic and the cleaning of the room, but not for the hot stone massage. Now, to me, that is, why I think hospitals have ruined the concept of integrative medicine. It's a piecemeal thing instead of a whole thing. And that is my concept of Mercyless Hospital.
Well, it's certainly consistent with many people's perspectives that I've seen who have gone. But then again, just think about the concept of conventional versus holistic medicine, and the system. I'm just going to be frank. The system is actually perfect for what it does. Because it's not really a healthcare system; it's an illness-based system. In that capacity, maintaining chronic illness, it does a fantastic job. As a matter of fact, it does an even better job in integrating with pharmaceutical industry and the pharmacomafia.
Well, it reminds me of why I wrote a book called Third Party Rape, and the third party started with Blue Cross Blue Shield many, many years ago, and Blue Cross Blue Shield is the beginning of the pharmacomafia, essentially. And the control of our healthcare system. And it only got worse when Johnson put in Medicare. Total medical expenses in 1965, when Medicare was passed, were 4%. By 1970, they were 12%. And now they're 21%. And all of that is because government intervention. It is part of third-party rape with the legal profession, the insurance industry, the hospitals and conventional medicine.
So on the practical note, because I did get a couple of questions from a potential customer who was interested in health, but then started questioning, why the insurance doesn't cover it. And the fact of the matter is, Dave, you've never seen insurance cover wellness, have you? True wellness.
No, not wellness and accidents and that and liability true. Type of things. I do get coverage.
So that's when my point on this whole thing is, if you can think of it in terms of the, and of course I understand it's maybe difficult financially to pay out of pocket, but here's the thing, wellness, is the focus on self. It's the self, it's the saying, I am worth it. It's okay for me to take care of myself. And if insurance is great for other things, if you get sick, if you need to go to the hospital, and if you need to have blood work or medications, so that can be used accordingly. But if a person does not feel that they are worth spending resources on themselves, on their health, on their wellness, well, I got nothing else to say. I mean, I'm not there to say, to persuade.
Okay. One comment on that is I had a friend come in to see me, and he brought an associate with him, and the guy goes, he says, does insurance cover what you do? Mm-hmm. And I'm going, no, but what you're doing is, okay, is what you're doing satisfying all your needs?
Yes.
And sometimes, if you're waiting for insurance to cover something, whenever you could spend a few dollars that might be about the same amount as your copay, and it actually provides you with relief or health, you've basically wasted a lot of time and your money and possibly your life.
And you can get your life back, really. I mean, money can come and go. Material things come and go. Well, we got just a couple of minutes, and then, after the radio, we'll stick around. We'll talk a little bit more. But Dave is right. It's by the way, what was that number if somebody wants to see you?
It's 417-720-1969.
How busy is your schedule these days? Because I remember I couldn't get in.
Oh, gosh. I'm covered up about 4 to 5 weeks out. I do have some associates in my office, and I'd like to plug them. There's Amanda Morris, Sarah Schnelly, and Jordan Martin. And all of them are LMTs. They have different specialties. There's lymphatic drainage, cranial sacral, biodynamic breath work. Amanda specializes in cupping, power cupping.
Wow. Okay. Yeah, that's actually a form of alternative from acupuncture. It began with acupuncturists.
Yes. And then there's gua sha and directed energy. But anyway, so.
A lot of things on a plate.
Right.
Wow.
The important thing is you are responsible. You have to make the decision. If you like what you're getting, if you don't mind the side effects, which can kill you, of the drugs, go for it. But hypertension can be controlled 99.80% of the time safely without drugs, for instance.
Mm-hmm. Well, there's pretty much every chronic illness can be managed. Well, it can be done much better. Fashion.
Even most diabetes can be handled without that drug.
Yes. And as far as the radio is concerned, we are done for this week, but will join us again next week when we will talk about another important topic. And, of course, anything goes, any question, any comment. But we're going to stick around. We're going to talk a little bit more on the Facebook Live, just summarize a few more things. And look forward to seeing you next week. Take care. Now, any thoughts after, for having had this hour?
Well, I think I'd like to tell people I've made a decision last December that there is no circumstance in this life when I want to be put in a hospital again under any circumstance. So I got rid of my Medicare supplement. $3,500 a year. I paid $3,000 out of my Medicare for Medicare itself. That's they deduct from my Social Security. And I've been paying for all these years another $3,500 for supplement because when you go to the hospital, Medicare covers half of it or less sometimes. And I feel good about that. I've got a health directive. If I'm unconscious, don't send me to the hospital. Just let me die. But I'm going to take care of myself holistically with non-traditional whatever physicians for the rest of this life.
Now, and by the way, that's going to be a long life ahead of us given what we're dealing with telomeres and all this stuff. Now, assuming the, you know, the stress stops and we stop losing the, you know, the telomeres.
And we're not killed in a civil war.
We're not killed in a civil war. Well, you know, it's we'll just take it one day at a time, you know, being in the present. And that's the other thing about it. Just a few other feel-good kind of thoughts and feeling. But it's not just feel-good. It's a reality. It's my life. And that's what I like to live. And that's what I want for other people to realize if they choose is be in the present. The present is truly the power. It's right here, right now. Past is where depression lives. Future is where anxiety and stress and worry. There's no certainty in either of those things. When you really would realize that right here, right now, in this moment, is a, well, significant possibility with a range of options, and we choose to take that proactive role, wow, we got power.
Be here now and happy about it.
That's right. And that's, again, part of the Biogenics course. So I'm really excited about bringing that to the online. And again, I just want to say it. Why is this so important? Because now we've had these courses in group sessions for quite a while, quite a long time.
Oh, yeah, years. But, you know, we can't do it now because of the fake-ademic.
So in this at this time of need, and, you know, there's not technology is not always fantastic. It's not always great. There's always challenges. But I will say one thing. There are good things to progress. And if we can bring this, you know, utilizing the technology and online and everything else to the world in an easier fashion where it's, you know, you can get it, it's reasonable, and you can actually learn to take care of yourself, God bless. That's just all, that's the important part.
And until next week, y'all have a good one.